Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here on the front porch, we find two gentlemen of our acquaintance. Mr. Victor Cook and Mr. Fletcher Rush are seated side by side on the top step at one, and the latter seems to be concluding an anecdote.
Got shot by a revolver outside of Dayton, Ohio, and never recognized his wife, Dorothy, afterwards. She'd say, "Hello, George," and he'd scrutinize her peculiar and say, "Hello, how do you do?" Very polite and formal. "You recognize me, George," she'd holler sometimes. "You know you do." He'd just study her face a while and finally shake his head regretful and say, "No, I'm afraid I don't."
Well,
very sad case.
Yes, indeed.
It was George McFalter also that had the exciting political life.
Was it?
George McFalter run for coroner and got beat. He run for street commissioner and got beat. He run for sheriff and got beat, and he run for superintendent of schools and got beat.
Huh.
You know what his big ambition was, Vic?
No.
To run for mayor and get beat.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. That's very funny.
You know, Vic, I never thought of that as being funny before.
Did you?
No. I never thought of that being funny before, and I have told the story maybe 100 times.
Well, now then, show me what's inside that fancy box, Uncle Jackie.
George McFalter's sister, Grace, could play on the cornet by blowing in the wrong end.
Hey, show me what's inside that fancy box.
I don't say the music was pretty. The music was far from pretty, but Grace could do her. Grace McFalter could put the wrong end of the half-wit cornet up to her mouth and blast out any song selection or melody and care to name. Grace is gone now. That's the way in 1906. I never attended the funeral. I was in Fiendish, Indiana. I was pricing seed corn. Now, Vic, honey, with your permission, I'd like to discuss with you the contents of this fancy box which I hold here in my lap.
Yeah, open her up.
Before I reveal the contents of this fancy box, I feel a word of explanation is necessary. Vic, honey, you may or may not know what and where Philadelphia, Pennsylvania are.
Oh, hey, come on. Let's see what you got in that fancy box.
It would fit me just as well not to be right.
Well, no, but Thunder, you excite my curiosity to the breaking point.
You are not obliged to answer the question, of course.
What question?
A question concerning Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I know what and where Philadelphia, Pennsylvania are. I know people in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I visited Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
There is no particular call for sarcasm, Vic.
Oh, no, Vic.
Shall I continue?
Please do.
The beautiful contents of this fancy mother of pearl box, Vic, were purchased in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact.
Well, open the box and let's look at their beautiful contents.
Before doing that, what is the trouble?
Nothing.
You were about to sneeze, honey?
No, go ahead.
I'll wait for you to sneeze.
Go ahead.
Vic, honey, I would very much like to ask you to recall to your mind our confidential conversation of 1 week ago.
What is this?
It concerned the approaching marriage of my landlady, Mrs. Leota Keller, to Mr. Harry Feedburn of Yellow Jump, North Dakota.
Well, we've had numerous conversations.
It concerned a certain private arrangement between I and you, whereby a wedding present was to be purchased in cahoots.
Yeah, I remember.
A wedding present was to be jointly purchased for the happy couple, I and you equally sharing the expense.
Yeah. Well, is that it in the box, Vic?
What?
Did you buy a wedding present? Is that it in the box?
Vic, honey, please.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have to rush into Christ?
Oh.
You do recall our private conversation on the matter to which I allude.
Yeah.
Vic, honey, I believe I have the answer to our problem here in my lap.
Oh, see it.
Beg pardon?
I felt like a sneeze coming on again. Go ahead. You bought a present for Miss Keller and the guy she's going to marry?
Whether it is bought or not, Vic, is a matter which concerns you as much as it does me. If it is purchased and the money's expended, we share and we share alike. I hunted you down this afternoon with the purpose in mind of soliciting your opinions on the beautiful contents of this fancy mother-of-pearl box.
Fine.
If they win your approval, we can go ahead and begin negotiations with Felter Unbleed.
Felter Unbleed?
Yes.
What's he got to do with it?
The beautiful contents of this fancy mother-of-pearl box are the property of Felter Unbleed. I was chatting with him down in the interurban station this morning, and he got to describing the enormous new developments occurring in connection with my landlady getting married, and touched lightly on the little arrangement I and you cooked up, and he slapped himself on the leg, and he said, by George, he had the very thing.
Is that it?
Yeah. Mm. And now, Vic.
Yeah.
I will submit for your approval the contents of this handsome box.
Okay.
First, however...
No. You're not going to do that to me another time, Uncle Fletcher.
Do what to you?
Play with me like a cat plays with a mouse and snatch the prize away from my slavering jaws just
I'm going to show you what's in the numbskull box. I'm going to show you what's in the numbskull box. Only first I've got to fish down my pocket and snake out the little golden key.
It's locked, huh?
It locks and unlocks with a little golden key. I'll fish down my pocket and snake her out. Did I understand you to say you did know what and where Philadelphia, Pennsylvania are?
Yes, I visited there and I have friends there.
Here's the little golden key. I will proceed to insert it in the lock.
Yeah, do that.
Perhaps you've guessed the nature of the beautiful contents of this fancy mother of pearl box.
No.
I will lift the lid. Where?
A book?
A book.
An album of some sort?
Exactly. I'll remove it from the box so you can examine it. You'll notice the cover is plush. Pink plush. Pink plush is very rare. You'll see red plush and blue plush and green plush, but you'll very seldom see pink plush.
Albums are kind of old-fashioned, aren't they, Uncle Fletcher?
This goes on your sideboard or on your buffet or on your library table. A pink plush album is a decoration.
Well, I know what it's for. I'm only
Look
saying...
Look at these gold clasps. Look at the curlicues and fancy work on the front. This is no slouch of an album. Why, man alive, this album came originally from the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Well,
this album will make a perfect wedding present for Miss Cullen and her numbskull bridegroom. They'll whinny like weasels with delight.
What gun breed want first?
Well, that's the kind of a matter which is yet to be negotiated.
Oh.
I asked him what he'd take, and he asked me what I'd give. It is a matter which is yet to be negotiated. I asked him what he'd take, and he asked me what I'd give. Now, if this beautiful album meets with your entire approval and boundless enthusiasm, I'll bargain with Unger.
Don't quite do that.
Don't quite do what, then?
Meet with my entire approval and boundless enthusiasm.
Right.
The fact is, as I told you last week, buying wedding gifts is completely out of my department. My wife handles all
Your stuff. Wife will be in on it. Your wife will receive credit. On the nitwit tag attached to the lame brain package, we'll have wrote down... Best wishes and sweetest love from Fletcher Rush and Vic and Sadie, Brooks?
Well, no, but just the same, I...
Vic, what would you say this album was worth?
Oh, gosh, I wouldn't have the slightest idea.
$30?
No, I wouldn't say that much.
$20, maybe.
No, nor that much either.
Mother of Pearl box, remember, Vic, honey. Expensive class. The locks is locks and unlocks with a little golden key. Rare and valuable pink plush.
Just the same, $20 strikes me as a lot of money.
All right, then, let's say 18.
Well, I don't have the slightest notion about such things, Uncle Fletcher.
If I could persuade Calderon Bleach to take $18, your share would be $9 and my share would be $9.
I don't think I'd...
Why, Thunder, I might be able to grind him down to $15 or $12.
Uncle Fletcher, I guess I just better come out and say
Maybe
that
even $11. Why, great guns, man. If I ground Pelter and Bleak down to $11, your share would be only $5.50.
Uncle Fletcher, I'm going to say no.
Beg pardon?
I'm going to say no.
No what?
No to the whole idea.
You don't want the beautiful contents of this fancy mother of pearl box?
No.
You don't think it's a suitable wedding present?
No.
To wash your hands of the whole matter?
Yeah.
And instruct me to tell Pelter and Bleak that?
Yeah.
We can come to absolutely no agreement on this?
No.
Vic, honey. I am replacing this beautiful pink plush album in its handsome mother of pearl box. I am locking the tiny lock with its little golden keys.